Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A senior U.S. intelligence official has briefed lawmakers about Russian efforts to interfere in the 2020 election. Some reports about the briefing, including the New York Times and the Washington Post, say the Russians are trying to help President Trump win re-election. President Trump is said to be upset by the briefing, which was given to a congressional committee. And now we're seeing a shakeup in the agency that gave the briefing, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. We're joined now by NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. And Greg, what do we know about this briefing?
So this briefing took place last week, and it was delivered by Shelby Pearson. She is the election security czar at the Office for the Director of National Intelligence. Her job is to coordinate among the intelligence agencies. So very important position. She speaks publicly some of the time. She talked to the House Intelligence Committee about what they're seeing so far in the election. Again, this is a thing that is being discussed quite widely. The key point of contention here has been in some of the reports that she said the Russians have a preference or trying to help President Trump, this being the key issue we went through in 2016, and it looks like it could be a source of raging debate again.
Okay, I want to ask you about something else. Trump announced on Wednesday that he's replacing the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, with a loyalist that has little intelligence experience. That's U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell. Is that connected to this briefing?
Well, nobody has said that explicitly, but you can certainly look at the evidence before us here. As I mentioned, Shelby Pearson works for the Director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, and McGuire spoke to Trump in the Oval Office afterwards. Trump was not happy about this, and it seems this has led to events that have been unfolding and are still unfolding. On Wednesday, we heard that Joseph McGuire is out as head of acting director. We have a new acting director also, Richard Grenell, and the dust still hasn't settled. There's a number of positions still up in the air. I've been talking to this office, and they're still saying, well, it's very fluid. We're still sorting things out over here.
Can you tell us a little bit about Grenell? We're already seeing a lot of pushback, especially from Democrats. Who is he, and why did Trump choose him?
Well, you know, if you think of the traditional ambassador or an intelligence chief, you probably think of someone who's low-key, nonpartisan, very cautious with his words. Richard Grenell is none of these things. He's very outspoken, abrasive, combative. He's a strong Trump loyalist. And that seems to be what attracted the president, was the fact that the president was going to have somebody there who's going to fight for him. So this seems to be why the president has chosen Richard Grenell, even though he has really no intelligence experience.
Give us some context here. How important is the Director of National Intelligence?
Well, it's extremely important. This is the job created after the 9/11 attacks to oversee all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies. And it's very much a coordinating role. And one of the duties they've taken on has been election security. And specifically, what this office might be doing now is looking and seeing what the CIA or the NSA is finding overseas, what the Russians and others might be trying to do. Meanwhile, in this country, DHS and the FBI are working with the states and the local election apparatus to see what they're seeing or see what questions they may have. And the Director of National Intelligence, they're trying to coordinate this and make sure everybody's in sync, that they're sharing information. So this is a very important job.
Greg, you know, we've known for a while from news reports that Russia plans to interfere in the 2020 election. I mean, we were talking about this all the way back in 2016. What does having a Trump loyalist at the head of the intelligence community actually mean for this, for the work they're doing investigating Russian interference?
Well, it raises a lot of questions because what we've been seeing and hearing from the intelligence and national security community is everybody needs to work together here. There needs to be information being shared. In the 2016 election, the states, for example, were very reluctant to have the federal government come in and oversee elections or work with them. And the point is the states need to work with the federal government and needs to work with the intelligence community and need to coordinate. And this is exactly why they created this position that Shelby Pearson has for sort of election security czar. This is a position that was just created last summer, and now it's the source, based on the briefing, has become a real source of contention.
NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Tanya.